Chapter 6 The Dead Man by the Sea. I don't remember my time at the police station very well. Only questions, questions, questions.
We arrived at a tall, old building on the beach. Long and I started to go up it. "Where is he?" I asked Long. Long opened his mouth, but he didn't answer. There wasn't time. Suddenly, there was a noise. It was a person. A shout. But where did it come from?
"Who's that?"
I shouted. We looked down.
"No!"
I shouted. There was a man on the ground. It was our friend Paxton. He didn't move. His dead eyes looked up at us. I looked at the dark sea. "Paxton was right," I said. "He did it."
"Who?"
Long asked.
"I don't understand."
"Ages protected the crown. He was dead, but he protected the crown."
"But how?"
Long said. I had an answer, but I didn't want to say it. It was magic. Paxton wanted to find us. He went to the old building. He started to run. Suddenly, the shadow was there. But now, it wasn't only a shadow. It was William Agers, and he was angry. Paxton looked into those cold, dead eyes. And now, Paxton was dead too.
"What now?"
I asked. "There's a police station in town," Long said. We walked back on the beach. The footprints weren't there now. They were under the cold waters of the sea. "I don't remember my time at the police station very well. Only questions, questions, questions."
"Why were you on the beach? Who was there? How did you know Paxton? What did you see?"
Long and I answered all of them. Yes, there was a man on the beach with Paxton. No, we didn't know him. He was very far away. Long and I had the same story, and the police believed us. But we didn't talk to them about the crown or about William Agers. Long and I went away from Seabra. That was my last visit there. I'm never going to go to Seabra again. And that's my story. You don't believe me. That's okay. I understand. Before this, I didn't believe stories about magic and dead people. But listen to this, please. Don't go to the small town of Sebra. The little church near the sea is beautiful, but don't go near it. Don't walk up the hill near the sea, and don't look for the last crown. Why? Because a person in Sebra is watching and waiting. He's dead, but that doesn't stop him. He has a job. The crown protects England, and he protects the crown. He is always going to protect the crown. And me? I'm at home again. I see my friend Long sometimes, but we never talk about our holiday in Sebra. I do my job every day, and I'm happy. But at night, I don't sleep very well. In my bedroom, in the dark, I close my eyes and listen to the wind. I see a cold, dark sea. And under a hill, the last crown sits and waits.